犹大书第五至第七节，从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不信的人灭绝了。这一切的事你们虽然都知道，我却仍要提醒你们。又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。又如所多玛、俄摩拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味地行淫，顺随从逆性的情欲，就受永火的刑罚作为监戒。
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿主祝福祂话语的宣讲和宣读。
The lyrics of the familiar hymn, the church's one foundation, goes as follows. The church shall never perish. Her dear Lord to defend, to guide, sustain, and cherish is with her to the end. Though there may be those who hate her and false sun in her pale, against or foe or traitor, she will ever prevail.
教会唯一的根基，呢首诗歌入边有一节系咁讲：教会永不会灭亡，皆因恩主庇佑，导引保守与爱护，牵引教会到底。纵有一恨怨加憎恶，纷争攻击教会，抗拨亦击退敌人，教会终要获胜。
Those sentiments are exactly what the Book of Jude is exhorting us to.
这一段的思想也正正是犹大书这一段劝勉我们的事。
That we should realize that it is God who is defending his bride, that is the church, and he is more than capable in dealing with the opposition and certainly judicious in dealing with the unbelievers and ungodly.
是神亲自保守他自己的教会，就是基督的辛苦，也都是去保守他们，去防止是有潜入教会里面的敌人。同埋決定咁樣去處理嗰啲不信同埋不敬虔嘅人。
You may recall in the opening verses of the book of Jude, to the called, to the beloved, to those who are kept in Christ Jesus, Jude had mentioned that there had certain people that had infiltrated into their midst, and they were basically ungodly people.
對喺呢卷書嘅開頭嘅時候，猶大就寫到。对那些蒙召在父神里蒙爱又蒙耶稣基督保守的人，是提醒他们是的确有人是有坏人是潜入了教会里面。
And they were ungodly because they had perverted the grace of our God into sensuality and denied our Master and our Lord Jesus Christ.
有些人已经潜了进来，这些人早就要被判定要受到那审判。他们是不敬虔的人，把我们神的恩典变为淫荡的机会，又否认我们独一的主宰和主耶稣基督。
It's very clear that they were enemies of the church.
好清楚，他们是教会的敌人。
We have to realize that that Satan is the chief enemy of the church.
我们要知道，撒旦是我教会的头号敌人。
And he's always on the prowl, never easing up, and sometimes he'll use such tactics as.False teachers to come into the midst.
佢系永不松懈，系遍地走嚟走去咁样样。其中一个诡计就系用假教师。
If it happened in scriptures and it happened to the church back then, it could also happen even to this day.
如果喺经文入边嘅嗰啲教会入边有咁嘅事情发生，喺今天嘅教会亦都会有咁嘅事情发生。
As a church, the word exhorts us to contend. That is, the war is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities.Against the cosmic power of darkness, against the evil spiritual forces in the heavens.
作为教会，我们要奋力作战，因为与我们争战的不是有血有肉的人，而是那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗、黑暗世界的，以及天上的邪灵。
And one of the primary ways that we contend, that is, we stand and we help defend the church, is through prayer.
而主要的怎样奋力作战，就是站立的去为到教会祷告。
And one of the prayers we could say is we could thank the Lord for His protection upon the church.
其中一个祷告的内容就是去感谢神是保守他自己的教会。
Now at a glance, as you look at this given passage, there's three illustrations. One involving the Jews, the other involving angels, and the other involving the Gentiles of Sodom and Gomorrah.
在这段经文里面，我们看到有三种的人。第一种是犹太人。第二种是天使，第三种是所多玛和俄摩拉的外邦人。
And there's two categories, the ones that are unbelieving and those who are ungodly.
亦都有两类的人，就是不信的人和不敬虔的人。
And each of the scenarios, there was destructions, there was judgment and punishment of eternal fire.
每一个情况都有毁灭、审判和永火的刑罚。
These three illustrations testify of God's inevitable judgment on apostasy.
这三个的 例子就是去证实神对这些叛逆者是不能躲避的审判。
Let us not forget there is a reality of hell, a place of flammable torment for those who do not believe and those who are ungodly.
不要忘记是这个地狱的真实，就是一个地方是有火的刑罚的折磨，也都是被那些去对那些是不信的人和不敬虔的人而设。
And the reality of hell is an important piece of biblical truth and perspective.
而这个地狱的真实是在经文里面是一个很真实的一个的事实和一个的看法。
One preacher said, think lightly of hell and you will think lightly of the cross. Think little of the suffering of the lost souls and you will soon think little of the Savior who delivers them.
有人是讲到不认真地思想地狱，你就不会认真地思想十字架。轻看失丧灵魂将要所受的痛苦，你很快就会轻看那位拯救他们的救主。
So in verse 5, we are introduced, it says, Now I want you to remind you.
第五节那里就讲到，这一切的事你们虽然已知道了，但我仍然想提醒你们。
So what is Jude is telling them is not anything new, but something familiar to God's people.
因此犹大不是讲一些新的事给他们知道，而是讲到一些他们熟悉的事情，就是神的子民熟悉的。
Because in verse 5 it also says you once knew this.
因为第五节那里讲到是你们虽然早已知道了。
So he goes and explains in details.
因此就 是入 去解释更详细的。
So let's look at verse 5 and it tells us that it deals with really those who do not believe.
第五节是讲到是怎样去处置那些不信的人。
And one of the things I want to emphasize here, God is faithful to those who deal with those who deny the truth.
神必会信实地处置那些拒绝真理的人。
And the first example he uses about the Israelites as they traveled in the wilderness.
第一个例子就是那些以色列人在旷野里面行走。
You remember in the Old Testament, the people were brought out of Egypt, and for 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness.
在旧约的时候，神是拯救他们出埃及，有40年时间在旷野漂流。
Now, you ever wonder who made it to the promised land out of the original group?
有没有想过在这原本这班人里面，有哪些人是达到应许之地呢？
If your answer is not many, you are correct.
如果你的答案是不是很多的，感觉的答案是对了。
And if your answer is only Caleb and Joshua made it because of your faith, you are correct.
如果是因为你的答案是得因为他们加勒和约书亚的信，他们两个到，那你就对了。
So what happened to the rest?
那其他人怎么呢？
They didn't make it.
他们到不到那里。
And why they did not make it?
为什么他们到不到？
Jude had mentioned that it is because of their unbelief.
犹大提及是因为他们的不信。
Their unbelief led to their disobedience that eventually led to their destruction.
他们的不信和不信服就是导致到他们的灭亡。
Jude said that he destroyed those who did not believe.
犹大书写到后来却把那些不信的人消灭了。
Again, these are the Israelites that had wandered in the wilderness.
这些 是以色列人在旷野漂流的人。
They were brought out from Egypt.
这一班子民是由埃及中拯救出来，
and they were the same people, and they died in the wilderness.
亦都是同一班人在旷野中死去。
Their unbelief led to their disobedience, that led to their destruction.
他们的不信导致到他们不信服，导致到他们的灭亡。
And so, what were their issue? The issue was they did not believe.
他们的问题就是他们不相信。
I want you to think about it.Why they didn't? You sometimes wonder how could they not believe?
有时会谂佢哋怎能够不信呢？
These were the same people that walked through the Red Sea.
就系同一班人去行过红海。
They walked right down the middle of the Red Sea as the sea was parted.
系红海分开之后，呢一班人系亲自行过去干地。
They experienced God's power firsthand. They were right there.
他们亲身去经历神的大能，他们是在那里。
These were the people that had the clearest direction. Remember, it was cloud by day and fire by night.
就是这一班人是经历神亲自清晰的带领，日间有云柱，夜间有火柱。
So they knew exactly when to stay and when to move.
他们是确切知道几时是留下，几时要行走。
They had food coming down, didn't they? Manna every day.
每一天都有神供应的食物玛拿。
And despite all of this, they did not believe.
纵使有这些事情，他们仍然不相信。
They traveled right to the point of the promised land.
他们就在去到应许之地之前那点。
They even got a report by saying, it is right there, it is there for the taking.
甚至乎有报告是讲到那个地，那个应许之地就在前面，就在那里。
And what was their response? It was no, they did not believe.
但他们却回应，他们不想去，他们不相信。
So despite all what God had done, all that God had provided, all had God shown them, delivered them and protected them and preserved them, they still did not believe what God had promised them.
纵然神为他们所做的，并且为他们保守的，他们仍然选择不相信。
You have to ask the question, can it happen to us?
我要问一个问题，会不会发生在我们身上呢？
When God provides, do we not believe in Him?
神供应我们的时候，我们会不会相信祂呢？
You know, this reminds me, when my kids get hungry, they go right to the refrigerator, right?
我就想起我的儿女，当他们肚饿的时候，他们就去到书柜面前。
They open up the refrigerator and they said, there's nothing to eat.
开书柜就说，都没有食物。
And I'm like, look!There's all these fruits and there's all these vegetables. There's all these leftovers here in this refrigerator.
我就同佢哋讲咁多好多嘅生果啊，食隔夜餸啊，好多嘅嘢喺雪柜嗰度有得食。
There's even lunch meat where you can make a sandwich.
午餐肉都有，你可以自己整三文治。
And my kids would still say, "Oh, there's nothing to eat, right?"
但我儿女就话都冇嘢食。
There is plenty to eat in that refrigerator.
雪柜入边系确实好多嘢食。
They're refusing to acknowledge what is being provided for them, right?
但儿女们却是拒绝去接受所供应了给他们的食物。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we're just like my kids when it comes to the refrigerator.
当我们有时是好像儿女们对着那个雪柜。
When God has provided you a place, God has provided you a job, God has provided you a transportation, yet we say, we have nothing?
神是供应了给我们有个地方可以住，有份工可以做，有车可以行走，但是我们就说我们什么都没有。
Or sometimes we are unsatisfied what God has provided for us, right?
有时候我们是不满意神所供应给我们的。
In some sense you're denying what God has provided.
我们是拒绝了神所供应给我们。
Second emphasis that he has given here is in beginning in verse 6 is features the angels.
第六节开始就讲到是天使。
And then of course in verse 7 it features the Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities.
第七节就讲到所多玛、俄摩拉那些城邑的人。
There is actually a connection between the two.
其实他们两者是有种的连接。
Both has to deal with the subject of ungodliness.
两者都是讲到不敬虔这件事。
So let's begin and let's understand that God is faithful to deal with those who are ungodly.
神是信实地处置那些拒绝敬虔的人。
So let's read it. It says, the angels did not stay within their own position of authority, but left their proper dwelling, and he hath kept them in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day.
此外，那些不守自己的岗位而离开自己原来居所的天使，主用永远的锁链把他们拘留在幽暗里，等候那大日子的审判。
Now, let me just give you a quick study of angels.
去好快咁讲一讲关于天使嘅事。
There are good angels and there are bad angels.
系有好嘅天使同埋坏嘅天使。
The bad angels are often referred to as the fallen angels because they are no longer in the vicinity of heaven.
坏的天使就很多时是有堕落的天使这个名称，是因为他们不再在天堂的范围。
And they're under, now they follow in terms of the arch enemy, and that is Satan.
他们跟随那个大的敌人就是撒旦。
Now some have linked this passage in Jude to the passage in Genesis chapter 6 where the angels stepped over the line of their interactions with human in a very perverse infraction.
有些人是将这段由大书的章节是联系 創世記的第六章就是那些天使是過了界去接觸人，是有這個反常的犯了這個罪。
So it stays very consistent to the passage that we says because they did not stay within their own position of authority. In other words, they didn't keep in the realm. They abandoned their proper dwelling. They crossed the line.
他們離棄了自己原來居所，他們是越過了自己的範圍，是踩過界。
And so what was their sin? Their sin was pride and arrogance.
他們的罪是什麼呢？就是驕傲和傲慢。
And so God judged them in keeping them bound for the final judgment.
因此神就是用鎖鏈將他們拘禁去等候那個大日子的審判。
What does Jude want you to know about this?
猶大書作者想我們知道什麼呢？
Well, if God is able to judge or God is able to deal with the ungodly angels, He's certainly able to deal with the ungodly people.
神若果是能够处置那些不敬虔的天使，那祂必定能够处置不敬虔的人。
Speaking of ungodly people, look at verse 7. It has to do with the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
第七节我们看到是那些不敬虔的人。
And it said in those cities they indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires.
同样所多玛、俄摩拉和周围的城市，那里的人跟他们一样放荡，随从另类的欲欲。
Now, for those of you who have read scriptures before, what comes to your mind when you think of those cities, Sodom and Gomorrah?
之前在座睇过经文嘅，咁如果听到所多玛、俄摩拉，会谂起啲咩呢？
If you said it becomes the worst, it is the worst scenario of sin running rampant.
这个是最恶满盈的最坏的情况。
The place was filled with immorality, sexual immorality in particular.
那个地方是很多的不道德的事，尤其是淫乱的事。
And it wasn't just rotten, it was perversely evil.
不单只是败坏堕落，而且是反常地邪恶。
In other words, it wasn't just bad, it was really, really bad.
不单只是坏，而且是非常非常的坏。
It was so evil that God rained down fire from heaven.
是坏到是神要去将从天上面有火降落嚟。
And so this becomes the picture of judgment. Well, those who are waiting, those who are immoral.
呢个系讲到呢个系一幅图画，就系神嘅审判系为到嗰啲不道德嘅人而设。
And what was their sin? Their sin was immorality.
佢哋嘅罪就系不道德。
So again, you may wonder why. Why are Jude is using these two examples, fallen angels and Sodom and Gomorrah?
猶大書為何用這兩個例子，就是墮落的天使和所多瑪和俄摩拉呢？
Both featured gross sins and both featured severe punishment.
兩者都是一些是非常嚴重的罪，而且 是有很嚴重的懲罰。
The first one has even a future punishment kept in eternal chains, while the second received theirs right off the bat.
第一类的就是有一个将来的惩罚，就是在永远的锁链中锁住等候，而正正是第二班人是接受他们的惩罚。
So if there's any doubt how God deals with the evil, how God deals with the ungodly, all you have to do is look through these examples.
如果要思想是神怎样去处置不敬虔的天使，咁就要想一想所多玛同俄摩拉嗰个例子。
Look what happened to the angel, bad angels. Look what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah.
对嗰啲堕落嘅天使将要受嘅，同埋所多玛、俄摩拉已经受嘅。
It's interesting when you think about Sodom and Gomorrah. God flamed these two unrepentant and wicked cities with sulfur.
所多玛同俄摩拉系用硫磺嘅火去惩罚呢两个不愿悔改邪恶嘅城市。
And to this day, the area which was formerly known as Sodom and Gomorrah, it's located in the remains of what is a wasteland. There's nothing there.
到今天，所多玛同俄摩拉个地方就仍然系一个荒芜嘅废墟。
Brothers and sisters, Sodom and Gomorrah serves as a powerful example of how God will deal with the ungodly, how God will deal with the wicked and the evil ones.
弟兄姊妹，所多玛同俄摩拉就是一个很有力的例证，是证明神会怎样处置那些不敬虔的人、邪恶的人、乖僻的人。
So if you ever wonder how God deals with the perverse, how God deals with the ungodly, just remind yourselves through the book of Jude.
如果要知道神会怎样处置那些不敬虔的人、乖僻的人，那就要看犹大书这一段。
Why does Jude bring this up, especially to the church?
为什么犹大书要在这里带出来,
He brings it up because we could trust God for His protection upon the church.
我们因为这样是教会能够知道是我们能够信靠神是保守祂的教会。
How God protects us, He will deal with those who deny the truth.
是怎样去处理, 就是祂会处置那些拒绝教会的人。
And He will also deal with those who are ungodly and never repent.
亦都会处置那些不敬虔而不回转的人。
Let me give you a couple of applications here.
有几样的可以应用的地方。
First of all, we could trust God in how He triumphs, how He brings victory.
我们可以信靠神是祂如何的得胜。
The best predictor is based upon past actions.
最能够预计将来的事就是过去的行为。
If God can handle two whole cities filled with ungodly behavior, do you think He could handle anything ungodly that happens in the local church?
如果神能够处理这两个罪恶满盈的城市，你想神能够处理一个本地的教会呢？
Brothers and sisters, we could trust God for His protection upon His church.
弟兄姊妹，我们能够信靠神去保守祂的教会。
We could trust God because of His character.
我们能够信靠神，因为祂的属性。
For who He is, we could trust Him even so much more because He is very consistent in acting in consistency with His character.
祂是永不改变，亦都是按着祂的属性行事。
We could trust God for the purging and the purity of the church.
我们都能够信靠神去洗净祂的教会。
Because you remember that God is going to present the church in its all of its splendor someday.
因为神会将祂的教会呈现出来是无瑕疵无玷污。
So brothers and sisters, trust God in how He triumphs.
弟兄姊妹，我们要信靠神在祂如何得胜。
Second of all, do not trample the truth.
第二点是不要践踏真理。
To the Israelites, they were given this immense privilege to be led out of bondage, to see the experience of the power of God, to the glory of God, and seeing how God provided for them.
以色列人是有一个好大的恩典，因为他们可以得脱离这个奴役，亦都是见得到神的大能和神的拯救。
They saw firsthand, they witnessed firsthand from themselves that God is able to deliver them in all situations.
他们亲身经历神如何带领到他们出来。
However, their faith in God was superficial and shallow.
但是他们对神的信靠是很表面、很肤浅。
Instead of embracing the promises of God, they trampled it. And instead of enjoying God's provision, they criticized it.
他们没有去拥抱神的应许，反而去践踏祂。他们没有去享受神的供应，反而是去批评祂。
The people did not appreciate the goodness of God that came along with His promises.
那班子民不了解神的美善，就是神的应许所带来的美善。
And that is why they wandered for 40 years.
因此他们是漂流了40年。
It is a warning for us that we do not wander.
对我们来说是一个警告，叫我们不要去漂流。
That we do not take for granted the promises of God, the provisions of God.
我们不要看神的供应为视之为理所当然。
We should be singing not just simply, Great is thy faithfulness, but singing not just with our mouth, but singing with our souls.
我们不单是唱你的信实广大是用口唱，而且是用我们的灵去唱。
Because all what we have needed, God has provided.
因为我们所需要的，你亲手已经预备。
Thirdly, be careful not to trivialize the transforming gospel truth.
第三点是要小心，不要轻看那个能够改变人的福音真理。
The life-changing message of Jesus Christ is good news. It is the gospel message.
耶稣基督的能够改变人心的这个信息是好消息，是福音的信息。
We need to be very clear about the gospel message as we share.
我们当传讲福音的时候，必须好清晰地传讲。
The stronger we stick to the essence of the gospel message, the harder the gospel message, the more demanding it is. It really starts with the one and true living God.
我们越能够去跟住福音信息的核心，就越困难，就是越来越高的要求。
And it said that it is more when the sinner trembles before a holy God, there is more conviction and there's more healthier the reverence is going to be.
越是罪人越是颤抖在这个圣洁的神面前，那就更多的督责和提醒，和是更有健康的敬畏的心。
And the greater understanding of the inevitable, or greater understanding of hell and judgment, the less likely it is to have a false response.
越明白地獄和審判的真理，就越是不會有一個錯誤的回應。
Paul preached Christ crucified, and it was only his, this was his only concern was to preach it and to see it in people's lives.
保罗传讲过被钉十字架的基督，佢系并传讲被钉十字架基督喺生命中所带来嘅改变。
Brothers and sisters, we should have that same type of mentality as we go about our business here in the church.
弟兄姊妹，喺我哋喺教会生活嘅时候，我哋都有咁嘅去思想。
You know, sometimes we don't always think about the doctrine of hell.
我哋好少会去思想到地狱嘅呢个教导。
And one, because it is uncomfortable.
因为第一是很令人不适，不舒服。
But let me tell you a couple of things.
但让我去告诉你几样事情。
Five good reasons.
有五个好的理由。
First of all, the doctrine of hell, it honors the justice of God.
第一点就是有地狱的，就是证实了神是公义。
God is fair and he will fairly punish every wrongdoing.
神是公义的，会惩罚所有是做错作恶的。
This is how it also exalts Jesus Christ.
而亦都是去高举耶稣基督。
When we think about the doctrine of hell, it helps us understand the great price that Jesus paid on the cross.
而亦都是去教导，这个地狱的教导，亦都是去让我们知道耶稣基督在十架上面所摆上的大的代价。
And for us as believers, the doctrine of hell humbles us.
对我们信徒来说，地狱的教导是让到我们谦卑下来。
It keeps us aware and afraid of the cost of abandoning our faith in Jesus Christ.
让我们真的不要在基督的信心里跌落。
And it also serves as a motivation for us as believers in Christ.
亦都是让我们作为基督里面的信徒有个动力。
It motivates us to continue to share the gospel with those facing the horrendous punishment.
有动力去继续传讲这个福音给将要面对这个审判的人。
If you are here and you're unsure of where you're going to be in the other side of eternity,
如果是在座，你不知道自己将来在永恒的另一边，结局是如何？
I would encourage you that you would seek out the truth in Jesus Christ.
我会劝告你去在耶稣基督里面找到真理。
Understand what he has done for you.
明白耶稣基督是为你所作的事。
That he died on the cross for your sins.
就是他在十字架上为你的罪而死。
And he took on the punishment that you deserve.
他背负了应该本来是你要背负的惩罚。
Again, for us as believers in Christ, let us proclaim his message.
对我们作为耶稣基督的信徒，我们就要去传讲他这个信息。
And let us remember the significance of the sacrifice as we take communion.
当我们去守主餐的时候，我们去想得到他所作的牺牲的重要性。
Knowing that God bore our sins, he took upon God's wrath on behalf for us.
知道神是背负了神的愤怒，是为到我们的缘故。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Lord God, we thank you, Father, for your mercy.
神，我们感谢你的怜悯。
And Father, because of your mercy, Father, we're able to, your mercy and grace that we're enabled to see and experience Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
因着你的怜悯和恩典，我们能够经历耶稣基督就是那一位救主。
Father, we thank you, Lord, that he indeed took on our sins.
天父，我们感谢你，因为他的确是背负了我们的罪。
And those sins also included the punishment that was deservedly ours.
背负了我们本来应该属于我们要承受的惩罚。
So, Father, as we remember the cross, as we remember, especially as we commune with you, we know that there was a great price that was paid.
当我们去纪念十字架的时候，我们是要被提醒到，是有一个很大的代价为我们付上了。
And so, Father, we pray that gratefulness will ensue as we think about the Savior and think about what he's done for us.
因此，当天父，我们要思想 耶稣基督所为我们所作的。
And Father, we pray for those who are lost, those who have yet to believe. We do pray for the very best that, Father, that they would believe in Christ.
我们是为到未信的、不信的人去祷告，求神你让他们终有一日能够接受你。
And so, Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.